Well, everyone, good morning. How lovely to welcome you all to worship. Has everyone got with them a goodie bag? If you need to get a goodie bag if you haven't already got one. You need it. Trust me on this. But for now, don't eat what's inside it. What we're going to do is sing. Because Jesse loves this one, I love this one, Jesus is my superhero. Because today, it's all about Jesus. Have a seat. What I need you to do now is find a friend. Anyone, anywhere in the church, find a friend. One. Just find one friend. Has everyone got one friend? 1 minute to talk to that friend to find out what you could tell people about Jesus. So something important about Jesus. Work it out with your friend. You don't have to write it down, just remember it. 1 minute to talk to your friend and work out something that you would tell someone about Jesus. Your time starts now. 1 minute. 5, 4, 3, 2. Stop talking now. Did everyone think of something about Jesus to tell people? Yes, you want to tell me something, Thomas? Jesus died on the cross for our sins. That's a good thing. Anyone else got something they want to share? Aaron.
My learned colleague and I, Julie Walker,
yeah,
has decided that Jesus was a bit of a party animal.
Jesus was a party animal. Okay, that'd get my attention. Okay, has anyone got something else? Esther, what's... He sets us free. Oh, wow, that's a good one. Jesse.
Jesus is God's son.
Jesus is God's son. That's a good one. Nana. He's our friend and he's always there. That's a pretty special friend. Harriet.
He loves and respects us.
He loves and respects us. Oh, wow. Liam. He's our teacher. Lara.
He's the original invisible man.
He's the original invisible man. Oh, I like it. Okay. Well, trying again. Oh, I've got it nailed, Nigel. Okay. What I want you to do is listen to this passage out of the Bible. It's from a book written to some people in a place called Colossae. So the book is called Colossians. It's a letter. And this is a few verses that a guy called Paul is writing about Jesus. Listen up. He says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, just like Lara said, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. So there, now a lot of the things that you said about Jesus with your friend are things out of there. Thomas said he died on the cross. That was there for our sins. That's right, that's there. Lara said he was the original invisible man. He's the image of invisible God. So all of those things, and one of the very important things in that reading that I liked is that Jesus is the head of the body of Christ, which is the church. So all of you are part of Christ's body, and Jesus is the head. Now, in your goodie bags, you'll find a lot of amazing things. But what you will find is a piece of jigsaw puzzle. Now, you've got a piece of jigsaw puzzle. They have four different colours on them. Some have a dark bluey green, some have pink, some have a light blue, and some have a red and orange stripe. Okay, so if you've got a dark green, come down here. If you've got a light pink, a light blue, go over there. Okay, let's all get back to your places. Leave those little men lying where they are, representing us as the body of Christ. I'm really pleased that we had the right number of people except for one foot. I don't know where the foot is. Harriet ate it. That's a bit awkward. But for now, let's have a quiet time of where we confess to God the things that we've done wrong, the times when we've not been acting like the body of Christ, not acting as though Jesus was our head. Okay, the pink and orange group at the back, just about done? Yep, come and sit down and be nice and quiet. Liam can finish off there because he's very capable of doing that. So let's bow our heads and have a quiet time with God as we confess the things that we've done that are not right. Let's say together, Dear God, we know we have done a lot that is wrong against you, other people, and ourselves in our thoughts, speech, and deeds. At times we have not done things you would do, whilst at other times we have done things you would not do. We are sorry and we want to change. Please forgive us so that we may start afresh today, that with the help of your Spirit we may think, speak, and act in ways which please you in the days ahead. Amen. Now, over the last few weeks, as we've been praying in our prayer space here about reopening the old wells of the Holy Spirit and opening new wells of Spirit power in the parish, people have been identifying as they pray things which are blockages or which are stopping the Holy Spirit's power or trying to stop the Holy Spirit's power from working in the place. So we've picked out a few stones this week that we'll pray about so that we can make a confession together of these things, which are just a few ways that we try and stop God from working through his Spirit in this place. So we pray, Lord, we pray forgiveness for times when we've been angry. We pray for forgiveness for those times when that anger has led to bitterness against other people, other parts of the body here in HTK. We pray that you will forgive us for times when we've been complacent or felt that, oh, it's all right and we don't need to worry. Lord, help us as we move forward in faith to leave these things, this anger, this bitterness, this complacency behind us and turn so that we can follow you, our living head, the head of HTK Church and the head of your church worldwide. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
So may Almighty God have mercy on you, forgive you your sins, and keep you in life eternal. Amen.
Now, this song is a bit of a dancey one, and people who don't have a foot, we found a foot, are going to have a bit of difficulty. But let's get into the actions and the Jesus hokey pokey, and I want you to particularly notice the words. It's not just all about dancing, although dancing's good.
Put your right hand in, you put your right hand out. Put your right hand in and you shake it all about. You give your heart to Jesus and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Put your left hand in, you put your left hand out. Put your left hand in and you shake it all about. You give your heart to Jesus and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. And that's what it's all about. Your right foot in, you put your right foot out. You put your right foot in and you shake it all about. You give your heart to Jesus and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your left foot in, your left foot out. You put your left foot in and you shake it all about. You give your heart to Jesus and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. And that's what it's all about. You put your head in, you put your head out. You put your head in and you shake it all about. You give your heart to Jesus and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You
put your whole self in, you put your whole self out. You put your whole self in and you shake it all about. You give your heart to Jesus and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. And that's what it's all about.
That the man who wrote the Hokey Pokey, when he died, the undertakers had a hang of a job burying him because they put the right hand in, he put the right hand out of it. Okay, that's enough.
Thank you, Father Steve. Now, everybody knows, I'm sure everybody knows, that my favourite food is pizza. So, there's genuine pizza in that, but actually it's not, it's pretend. So, in your goodie bags, you'll find a piece of pizza, but don't get too excited, because it's only cardboard pizza like this. It does look tasty, it's going to look even tastier in a moment. It's gluten-free, it's vegan, it's dairy-free, taste-free, but lots of fibre. Okay.
It's cardboard.
It is cardboard, in case you didn't know. So, you need to get into a group of eight because there's eight pieces of pizza. But before you get into your group of eight, using the pen that's in your goodie bag, I want you to write down on it all of the different names that you can think of that describe Jesus. There's one written up on the wall that says Supreme. We read some more in the Bible reading. We talked about it here. Jesus is the head of the church. But there's lots of other names of Jesus. So write down as many as you can, and don't forget cheese. Put cheese on as well. And then get into a group of eight and make up your pizza. Go. You have, I don't know, what we give them? 2 minutes. Whatever names you give to Jesus, it's important to remember what someone over here said before, that he is your friend and he is always there for you. Always there for you. Okay, so now we can. Yes, we can. Hooray, Bob the Builder. Let's stand up and share a statement of our faith in Jesus, a statement of our belief. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account.
We believe
in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people and brings all things to their true end. This is our statement of faith. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
We're going to do the prayers a little bit differently this morning. We're going to pull together in sentence prayers. I'll lead you in a sentence that sets the theme for the section. And just contribute sentence prayers, just a single sentence. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this beautiful world that you have created.
We thank you for the beautiful day today, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for our families. Thank you, Lord, that whenever I stray, you always bring me back to you.
We pray your blessing on all who live in your world. Father, we thank you for all you provide for us here on the Sunshine Coast.
Father, it's a beautiful place to live, and we give you thanks and praise for the sunshine, the beautiful view, the ocean, all that encompasses this whole place. Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for your many blessings. Help us to be blessings to others.
We pray your blessing on all who live, work and play on the coast. Father, we thank you for HTK.
Lord, thank you for bringing us all to HTK.
Lord, we thank you for bringing Stephen Clendon to HTK.
Thank you for those who are new and that they will enjoy ourselves and enjoy time in fellowship with us all.
Thank you for your presence amongst us.
We thank you for all the kids that go to HTK, young and awesome, and for their families. Thank you.
Thank you for the support and love for your people.
We pray your blessing as we do your work in this place. Father, we thank you for our families.
Thank you, Lord, that we can be richly blessed by the families here who are giving our knowledge.
Lord, thank you for the special time I was able to enjoy flying here to Sydney to have dinner with both of my kids on Friday night.
Lord, thank you for your provision for us. You provide more than we ever need.
We pray your blessing on all those whom we love. Father, you are indeed supreme. You reign as King in our lives. We pray that every day we would help us to hand to you the reign of our lives. Bless us as we go into your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The Lord be with you. We are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please share that peace with one another. Please return to your places as we have our peace be with you, darling. As we have our offertory song and prepare for communion. Thank you for the cross, Lord.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Gracious God, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine, and we pray that we can receive them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, according to our Saviour's word, in remembrance of his suffering and death, may share his body and blood. On the night before he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." May we who share these gifts be renewed by your Holy Spirit and united in the body of your Son. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body.
We all share in one bread.
But as our Saviour Jesus Christ has taught us, we are confident to pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Draw near with faith to feed on Christ in your heart with thanksgiving.
Amen.
This morning, Dennis and Joan are going to be our prayer ministers. If you have a prayer need, they'll pray with you in our prayer corner.
There is none like you, no one else can touch my heart like you do, and I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. There's no one else, no one else can touch my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. Your mercy flows like a river so wide, and healing comes from your hand.
And suffering children are safe in your arms.
There is none like you. Search for all eternity long.
There is none.
There is none.
There is none.
There is none.
There is none like you.
God of all creation, we give you thanks and praise that you meet us and bring us by.
We wish to shake Christ's body to lead it to the throne, and we seek to lift his cup, bring life to us. Amen.
Okay, so let's stand for the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.
And we're going to finish with Jesus Christ Superstar.
Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, who are you, what have you said?
let's go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.
Have a great week, everyone.